friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Gene Sininde, who sponsors an annual tournament aimed at discovering, mentoring, and empowering female football talent in Uganda. The 26-year-old Sininde is a defender for Queen's Park Rangers and the Ugandan national women's soccer team. Magumi Davis Rakawinj attended the most recent tournament and filed this report from Barara, Uganda.
There was excitement at Kacheka Stadium in Barara District of Western Uganda as 8 teams participated in the 4th edition of Sininde Women Development Cup. The annual tournament, which started 4 years ago, is organized to provide a platform for women's soccer development. 17-year-old Swifan Duhuchire says this tournament was a chance for her self-discovery.
In the village, as you know, when you kick the ball to that side, they say that you're the best. But when I came here, people were passing the ball, so I discovered that me too, I can pass it. I've discovered that I can shoot from a long range, I can shoot outside the box, I can shoot from the center, and I score the goals.
At this tournament, Nduchire managed to score 2 goals and an assist for her team, Barara Junior. But most times, Nduchire says she's usually not given a chance to play soccer at home. She says her parents say soccer is a game meant for males and they would rather prefer she involves herself in household chores. Her coach, Junior Baziwane, says unfortunately such beliefs are common.
The culture of people of Western this side, their parents don't like their girls to play football because they know they will be like boys. They will be like gentlemen, they will be hard, they could be rough like gentlemen. So for them, they need them to do other things than football. So we are trying to convince them that they come in football.
Fan Salma Kairunji Otika says she was amazed by the tournament. She says she will support her 10-year-old daughter to start playing football.
Now, the person who's, the CEO of this tournament was a football player. She played for the national team, and I'm very glad that she's helping the young girls. And it's not that everyone prospers in academics. Others are going to excel in sports. Others are going to excel in music. So yeah, I'm inspired by what she's doing. She's doing a very good job, and I would urge fellow friends to come and join in, because this time I came with a number of friends who have come for the first time and who didn't know this was happening, and it's good.
Sininde herself says she was usually discouraged when she started to play soccer when she was still a little girl. She says determination and support from her parents enabled her to become a great player she has become. She says she's glad this year's tournament attracted large crowds.
The people in Barara have supported in the tournament, and it's also about sensitizing the parents, the teachers, and the media, everyone involved, so that they can support women's football because it does exist and women can actually earn money out of playing football.
Sininde says she will continue organizing these tournaments in rural areas so she can be able to change the bad perceptions people have about women football. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinj in Barara, Uganda.
My name is Jean Sininde with Queen's Park Rangers Women and the Uganda National Team. Listen to Sunny Side of Sport with Voice of America.
I'm Sunny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The U.S. women's national soccer team continues its World Cup championship victory tour later Thursday night when it plays a friendly match against Portugal in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, one of the interesting sidebar stories to the USA-Portugal match involves veteran American star Carly Lloyd, a 2-time World Cup champion and a 2-time FIFA Women's Player of the Year. The 37-year-old Lloyd recently kicked a 55-yard field goal right through the uprights at a joint practice of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens. Video of her field goal went viral on social media, and it has sparked stories that Lloyd might be able to kick in the National Football League. For her part, Lloyd says she's giving serious thought to a possible career change. Carly Lloyd is a big sports fan, and earlier this week, she also threw out the ceremonial first pitch at a Philadelphia Phillies Major League Baseball game. Egypt continues to dominate the medal table at the 12th African Games in Morocco, with medals still to be awarded as of 14:30 hours UTC GMT on Thursday. The Egyptians had won a total of 189 medals, 63 gold, 77 silver, and 49 bronze. South Africa is in second place on the medal table with 72 medals, 32 gold, 21 silver, and 19 bronze. Highlighting Wednesday's African Games athletics action, Nigeria won 3 gold medals, and Botswana and Kenya won 2 each. Kelechi Nwanaga successfully defended her African Games title in the women's javelin. The 21-year-old Nigerian had a winning throw of 55 meters, 88. Another Nigerian athlete, Toby Amusan, retained her African Games title in the women's 100 meters hurdles, clocking 12.68 seconds. And the Nigerian ladies also showed their strength in the women's 4x100 meters relay race. They won the gold with a time of 44.16 seconds. Botswana swept the gold medals in the men's and women's 400 meters races. Ladies first, Galafele Morocco won gold in the women's race in 51.30 seconds. And Lungo Scotch won the men's race in 45.27 seconds. As I mentioned on Wednesday's show, Kenyan athletes swept the gold medals in the men's and women's 20-kilometer walk events with Emily Engi and Samuel Gatimba winning African Games titles. In 3 more athletic finals on Wednesday, Ethiopia's Mekides Abebe won gold in the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase, clocking just over 9 minutes and 35 seconds. Tunisia's Abdesalam Ayouni won the men's 800 meters title with a time of 1 minute and 45.17 seconds. And Ghana won the men's 4x100 meters relay in 38.30 seconds. In African Games wrestling, Team Nigeria is optimistic of a good showing in Morocco. 2000 Olympic champion Daniel Igale is the president of the Nigeria Wrestling Federation. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Igale said the team has a realistic target of winning a half dozen gold medals.
The wrestling event started yesterday, but for Team Nigeria, it wasn't very eventful. We had Greco-Roman, and it's not really our strong sport. We're just trying to ensure that we catch up. And I think there's hope on the horizon. Out of the 4 athletes that competed, we won 1 bronze medal from Okeke to Chukwu at 87 kilograms. But today, the female athletes, 6 of them will be competing, and we're very hopeful of capturing virtually everything.
How many wrestlers did you go to Morocco in all for the 12 All African Games? And, you know, what's your target? What's the target of the wrestling team for the All African Games?
Well, initially, the target we had set for the team was for 10 gold medals, and that is because we were coming with 26 athletes. But at the very end, the Moroccan organizers insisted on only 18 athletes to come from every country. So we ended up coming with 16 athletes. So our target has changed, but I can't be sure of what I will tell you now, because I know our athletes are poised to do the country proud. We have 6 of them that will be competing today, and we're very hopeful of all 6 of them going very far in the tournament. And tomorrow we're going to have another 6 male athletes, freestyle wrestlers wrestling. And so I think a target of about 6 gold medals is realistic.
Beyond the All-African Games, are there other championships scheduled for Nigerian wrestlers later in the year and then probably Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games?
Yes, we have the World Championships coming up in 2 weeks from now. It is in Kazakhstan, Astana, which is now named Nur Sultan. The top six from the World Championships will automatically qualify for the Olympics. So we're planning to go with about six athletes for the World Championships. After that, we also have a couple of Grand Prix tournaments, about two of them. Normally, at the end of the year, the best wrestlers compete for honors. And it's going to be in India this year, and we are hopeful that about two of our athletes will also be in that group. But aside that, we're also planning for a training tour for some of our athletes between November and January in the United States for them to get prepared for the Olympic qualification tournaments in March.
That's Daniel Igali, the president of the Nigeria Wrestling Federation, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from El Jadida, Morocco.
Hi, my name is Daniel Igali, president of the Nigeria Wrestling Federation, world and Olympic champion. I want to say a big shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you.
I've been talking with Namdi Hollywood Moweta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, about some of the latest developments in professional boxing. This evening, Namdi has an update on Ghana's former WBO super bantamweight champion, Isaac Dogbe.
Isaac was training here in Hollywood with Freddie Roach, a Hall of Fame trainer. You know, Sonny, when you take your son to school, what do you do when you take your son to school?
You drop them off.
And you go home or you go to work, right?
That's right. That's right.
Paul Dogbe brought Isaac Dogbe with his two boys to Hollywood and was in Wildcat Gym shouting instructions at the same time with Freddie Roach. Well, if this happens at school, don't you know the principal or the headmaster will tell you to buzz off, take off.
That's right.
They've not been in camp for 2 weeks. And guess what? This is the scary part of it. Now they're talking about fighting Irish undefeated two-time Olympian in Mike Conlon, who is 12-0, seven knockouts, December 14th, Madison Square Garden. How in the world will you put your son back in his first comeback fight after two back-to-back brutal fights? It is really sad, Sonny. What Isaac Dogbe needs right now is what we call in boxing a soft touch. He has no business fighting an undefeated Irish fighter in Madison Square Garden. He has no business staying a super bantamweight. His father must stay out of the picture. His father must go back to the UK and allow the big boys to handle his son. They are no longer in camp. I guess they are back to the UK or they're still hanging in Hollywood, but my boys will tell me the truth pretty soon.
I understand a Nigerian fighter also making some news recently.
You don't know how happy I am for Wale Omotosho. In Playboy, you know, he has 28 wins and 4 losses. And if you go back and look at those 4 losses, they were fights he actually won. I was stolen from him. But recently at the Barclays Arena, under a big fight, he scored a huge upset. I would say this is the biggest upset of his career. He had Curtis Stevens 3 times on the floor, and he won by knockout in a fight he was supposed to lose. So I'm very happy for Wale Omotosho. We call him the Hollywood Playboy.
That's what I'm lucky for. That's why the people call me, in Nigeria, people call me Playboy. But that was my whole name.
Yeah.
But when I travel overseas, I'm like, I am a lucky boy.
Lucky boy in Hollywood.
Lucky boy in Australia, lucky boy in Hollywood.
And a big thing for him, finally, he's got his dues.
Ghana's Richard Comey. Another title fight coming up in December, Namdi. Talk about that.
IBF lightweight champion Richard Comey is going into this fight against Teofimo Lopez for the world lightweight title. But there's a story here, Sonny. Teofimo Lopez is this young, undefeated ESPN prospect of the year. He's been knocking out everybody. Everybody just thinks he's just some crazy guy that could kill you, man. Well, he got exposed in his last fight against Masayoshi Nakatani. And he said, well, I don't think I'll be ready for Richard Comey. Why would a guy who's in position to challenge for Richard Comey say, I'm not ready? Well, guess what happened? IBF ordered him. IBF gave him 30 days. If you don't step up for this fight, you're going to lose your ranking. Okay, they pushed him in. But there's a reason why the kid is afraid of having cold feet. There's a big rumble in his house. His mom and his dad are all fighting because he married his girlfriend who's older than him. And the whole family is all just, everybody's separate. So he needed time to get his house in order. But if he steps into the ring with Richard Comey with all that family rumbling going on December 14th, I bet you one thing, Sonny, Richard Comey will knock him out cold. Simple as that. You got to deal with your family situation. I'll tell this guy is pushing you to go into this fight. I'm not ready. He's already told them, but they still pushed him, you know. So he's going in December 14th at Madison Square Garden. And he can get bombed, you know. And, you know, Richard Comey, don't joke with Richard Comey. You saw what he did to Richard Beltran. It knocked him out. So homeboy from Ghana is hungry right now because the big money fight, Sonny, for Richard Comey is to fight the winner of Vasily Lomachenko against Luke Campbell. Those two guys, they sold out O2 Arena, and that is going down Saturday night in the UK. The winner of that fight will fight the winner of Richard Comey against Teofimo Lopez. Whoa, Sonny, the lightweight is in good shape, man.
Finally, Namdi, Nigeria recently appointed a new minister of youth and sports, and he has some ties to the Voice of America. How about a shout out?
Oh, like we say from Hollywood, California, a very big up to Mr. Sunday Dare. And I think I have to congratulate the President Muhammadu Buhari, for picking a guy that I believe will do a lot for youth and sports. He lived in the West. He's seen how things are done. One thing I must say to the new minister, please, football is not the only game, man. We have boxing, track and field. And please also take care of our facilities. Sonny, we were in Abuja for the All-Africa Games. You remember that beautiful stadium, Sonny? Well, people that live in Abuja know what I'm talking about. Minister, please help us fix stadiums. Help us develop boxing. Boxing is my passion. It's time we can develop world champions. Please pay attention to all the... And I believe he can do it. I mean, you know, big up to Mr. Sunday Dare, the new Minister for Youth and Sports for Nigeria.
And Minister Sunday Dare, former chief of the Voice of America's Hausa service. So you want him to focus on infrastructure, Namdi?
Very, very, very important for him to do that. We have stadiums in Abuja, in Lagos, in Asaba. We build in Nigeria, but we don't maintain. So, Minister, make sure these facilities are all in place and that we can maintain them. Nigeria is blessed with talent, Sonny. Be it football, be it track and field, be it boxing. We have it. And this man is in a position to do great things. And I believe he can do it. They just have to let him do it because he lived in the West. He's traveled around the globe. He's a communication specialist. The man is in position to do a lot. And I believe big things are about to happen.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. The FIBA Basketball World Cup tournament tips off Saturday in China. My VOA colleague Gwen Uten joins us now with a look at the title chances of the two-time defending champion United States. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Team USA enters this year's World Cup tournament
as the ones to beat. The United States has consistently dominated the competition, winning the title in both 2010 and 2014. Now the team is looking to pull off a three-peat, which would be a first in the near 70-year history of the event. Boston Celtics point guard Kemba Walker represents the United States on Team USA, and he says his team's dominance on the court is all about camaraderie.
A lot of us already knew each other before this, or, you know, we get along really well. You know, I think, I feel like we've known each other for for years, actually, but that's just because of the guys we have, you know, very high character guys, very, you know, passionate guys, guys who wanted to be here for this opportunity. So, you know, we're all here for one goal, so it makes it easier for us to get along.
And teammate Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz also emphasized the importance of team unity.
I think we're good. You know, I think I'm getting a little older. You know, I feel that I'm kidding. But I think we're doing well. Guys, like I said, guys' energy, we got in this morning, and guys' energy in practice was great. Guys were sharp, moving perfectly. And I think, you know, when you start to worry about how much we've been traveling, I think that's when it starts to become a mental thing. For us, we're worried about, you know, just finding ways to build and become better as a unit.
The 12-man roster was finalized earlier this week, and while the talent is strong, Team USA is missing many of the NBA's top stars. Last Friday, the U.S. suffered a stunning loss to Australia in a warm-up exhibition, the first international defeat for NBA players in almost 13 years. Many point to the loss as an indication that Team USA is more vulnerable than in past years. San Antonio Spurs manager Greg Popovich is the new head coach of the USA World Cup team. He has called Australia a huge threat to the Americans and told reporters his players were well aware of the challenges that lie ahead.
You build camaraderie all the time. If it was a regular NBA season, you could be in the 58th game, you're still building camaraderie. Here, you have to do that a little bit quicker, obviously. A lot of that depends on character, and their character is high. They understand that they've got a big challenge ahead of them, and they're serious about it. And I couldn't be more happier with the progress that they made.
Coach Popovich will oversee Team USA alongside a coaching staff that includes Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors, Lloyd Pierce of the Atlanta Hawks, and Jay Wright of Villanova University. The USA squad is set to start their World Cup campaign in the first group stage against the Czech Republic on Sunday. 32 teams in all will be competing for this year's World Cup title and a spot in the 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympics. Among them are five African teams representing Nigeria, Senegal, Angola, Tunisia, and the Ivory Coast. And this just in, Malian politician Hamani Niang has just been unanimously elected the new president of FIBA, the International Basketball Federation. Earlier this year, Niang declared that the world should be ready for Africa to stake its claim in this year's FIBA World Cup. The tournament tips off in China on August 31st and concludes on September 15th. And that's all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. And congratulations to Mali's Hamani Niang, the new president of the International Basketball Federation, FIBA. He was elected for a four-year term. I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a photo of Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, who we heard from earlier in the show. Nnamdi has a proud history on our VOA airwaves. He's been delivering hard-hitting boxing commentary on the Voice of America for nearly 40, count them, 40 years. And that wraps up the August 29th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Sidrak Franklin. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga, host of VOA's Reporters Roundtable. Join us every Thursday as we discuss important African topics and events. I'll have a panel of African journalists and expert guests to discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. That's Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. VOA. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5-minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is Science in a Minute.
A study recently published in the journal Atmospheric Chemistry and Physics suggests the thawing permafrost in Alaska is releasing emissions of nitrous oxide at a rate that's about 12 times higher than had been assumed. Nitrous oxide is considered the third most significant human-generated greenhouse gas behind carbon dioxide and methane. Climate scientists say greenhouse gases traps heat in the atmosphere and warms the planet. Lead author of the study, Jordan Wilkerson from Harvard University, said small increases in nitrous oxide emissions would have the same effect on climate change as a large plume of carbon dioxide. The study points out that once in the stratosphere, nitrous oxide combined with sunlight and oxygen also changes into nitrogen oxides, which may harm the ozone. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, education has the power to transform the lives of people worldwide, especially in Africa. But often, educational practices are outdated. Rethinking education on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 22:30 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
News happens around the clock, and VOA brings you the latest at the top of each hour. Tune in for a summary of the news At the top of each hour, around the clock on the Voice of America, hourly newscasts on the radio and on the internet at voanews.com. VOA, a leader in news coverage for over 70 years.